This is For the Chosen with Edward Crawford, pastor of the Church Kiro in Puyallup.
Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? As Jesus preached to the towns in Galilee, he came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up. There he went right into the synagogue and stood up to read. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," he said, "because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at free those who are oppressed, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Astounded, the people said, "Isn't this Joseph's son?" Then Jesus said to them, "You will surely say to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. What we have heard that you did in Capernaum, do it also in your own country.'" Jesus went on to say, "No prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you the truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, except to Sarepta of Sidon, unto a widow woman. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." All the people in the synagogue, when they heard this, were filled with anger. The thing that angered them was that Jesus was faithful to his text. He made it clear that the Anointed One, the Christ, whose coming Isaiah had promised, was only sent with good news and salvation for one kind of person. It's only for those who see themselves as destitute poor, as brokenhearted, for those who know that on account of their own transgressions, they've been taken captive by sin, blinded, and left to be oppressed by the adversary of their souls. Jesus had driven the point home by saying that unless they saw themselves as no more worthy of his grace, mercy, and salvation than the destitute Gentile widow woman of Sarepta to whom Elijah was sent, unless they saw themselves as not one whit better than the dying leper Naaman, the Syrian captain and enemy of Israel, who was cleansed and healed at the words of Elisha, then Christ had nothing for them. In fact, unless they saw themselves as nothing more than either of these, they were enemies of God and his gospel. They proved his point. One way or another, so do you. You either believe him or you don't. Jesus said, "He who hears my words and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." The Scripture says that those who stumble at Jesus' words, who refuse and reject what he says, being disobedient, they only do it because they were appointed to do it. 1 Peter 2:8. This is For the Chosen by Edward Crawford.
You can access this program at forthechosen.org. Join us at the same time Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear For the Chosen.